Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Santa Rosa Arts Center presents Oceans Flamenco en Vivo on Friday, June 14th, featuring Seattle-based flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes. In the studio, my guest this morning, Simon Factor, director and founder of the Santa Rosa Arts Center. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Good to talk to you. Tell us about this show coming up with Savannah. It's a new flamenco show from her, Oceans Flamenco en Vivo. Tell us what we've got coming up.
Each of her shows is unique. I haven't seen this show, but the last show, which she gave at Santa Rosa Arts Center about 3 months ago, was absolutely fantastic. And she has some wonderful accompanists. She has the guitarist Pedro Cortez, and the singer and percussionist Jose Moreno. And they are New York-based flamenco artists, and she is Seattle-based. She has studied from master flamenco singers and dancers around the world, and she's performed up and down the West Coast. And she right now she is on tour. And she's stopping over in Santa Rosa for another fabulous flamenco show, and with her incredible costumes and the incredible singing of Jose. He is just an incredible cantoro, and just it's just a stunning work of art and a great evening.
Excellent. How did you get in touch with Savannah? How do you two know each other? What brought her to the Santa Rosa Arts Center?
She found out about us, about our platform. And she contacted me earlier in the year, and this is her second show, her second event, which we're sponsoring.
And again, you said the last show 3 months ago or so, and this is another new show she's got already ready to go. She sounds pretty prolific.
Yeah, well, she's a real artist, you know, and she's doing 30 cities, and Santa Rosa is one of them, and she's exclusively going to be at Santa Rosa Arts Center in the SOFA Arts District.
Nice. Yes, the SOFA Arts District. Maybe we could talk a little bit about what the Santa Rosa Arts Center, it's a nonprofit, what it's been up to lately, how it fits into the SOFA Arts District, and what people can expect when they show up.
Well, this is going to be inside in the Santa Rosa Arts Center, and we have currently a show called A Day in the Life, which is an exhibition of photographs, which are everyday events that people experience through in Sonoma County here and throughout the world. And it's strictly photographs, this show, and it'll be up through July also. So we sponsor classes too, in addition to the exhibitions. And all the exhibitions are of local artists. We're sort of the street gallery for Santa Rosa. And we have a summer art camp coming up for children. We are also going to be having a show about immigration coming up in August and September, an art show about immigration. And the SOFA Arts District is, I'm not sure if everybody is familiar with the SOFA Arts District.
Yeah, please educate us.
Yes, it's over there. We're over by Juilliard Park here in town. And it's a district made up of at least 25 artists and galleries. We sponsor First Fridays every month. And then in August, we're going to be having our open studios, too, called Art Walk.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully I hope to be back before then and talk to you about Art Walk.
I'm sure you will be. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot going on at the Santa Rosa Arts Center. For this show in particular, June 14th, Friday night, that's an 8 p.m. show.
Tickets are available at the door. Also, brownpapertickets.com.
Okay, great.
And the address is 312 South A Street.
It is.
In Santa Rosa.
Perfect. Well, Simon, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to see some great new flamenco from a prolific artist, Savannah Fuentes, head over to the Santa Rosa Arts Center Friday, June 14th. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.